Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Yes, we're back again. Every Woman Talk Show, Wednesday night. We are sorry we missed you last week. We had some difficulties with the station, but we are back live this week. Let me introduce you to myself. I'm Uli Wells, the co-host of the Every Woman Talk Show, and I have with me tonight my lovely co-host, Miss Yaz, my girl, my sister girl.
Hi, sweetie pie. Hi, everybody. This is Miss Yaz. I'm not feeling that great tonight, you guys, so please bear with me. I got a splitting headache. I think all of this is giving me a headache right about now.
Don't let it. So let's jump right into that. So I got a lot of beef on my page and on my phone about how I felt about the election. My personal opinion was I was not going to vote. I wasn't going to vote because I did not care for either candidate. Okay, that's exactly what I was getting at, dum-dum-dum. However, I've always been the type of, even as a child, I've always been not rebellious, but very independent. And I dance to beat my own drum. So I don't follow anybody. So I wasn't going to vote because I don't care for either candidate. And my real thoughts are, you know, when I keep hearing people say, vote for the less of the evil, okay, well, that doesn't make any sense because they're both evil and they're both going to do us wrong. So I got to worry about the one that might do work. How do you know Hillary won't do as much harm as Trump? And this is what Trump is saying it, and Hillary is not. Doesn't mean she ain't capable of doing it. So
my whole theory with that,
I don't want to be a part of this buffoonery. I'm not a puppet. I'm not playing on the strings of everybody else. And I promise you, every friend, every family member, you have to vote. And you have to vote because, listen, I understand what our forefathers went through. I'm not a fool. I mean, I would be a dummy to pretend like I don't know. I'm an avid reader, always have been. So it's not like I don't know our history. However, in my thoughts, in my feeling, you know, if they ever really felt like our vote counted, I don't really think that law would have ever been passed. Listen, you have to know that there's a hierarchy that controls this world, and it damn sure ain't the citizens of the world. So, and I'm not telling anybody to believe or listen to what I'm saying, because you don't have to dance to my beat. I dance to my own beat. But listening to everybody's opinions, and they make me feel like, you know, okay, maybe I'm not supportive enough of our people, what they went through in the struggle. Let me go ahead and vote. So I went out, and I voted. Let me tell you something. Standing in that line for an hour and a half, almost 2 hours I was in that line, was probably the most confused, miserable time I've had in a really long time because I was really fighting with myself on it, really fighting with my, first of all, I had to find four different places to go. They didn't know where the hell they had my name at because I'm in a different district. So, I mean, when I tell you I love y'all, I'm telling you I love y'all because honestly, after the first time, I could have been like, fuck this. I don't want to do this anyway. I ain't going all over the damn world to find a way to vote when I don't even want to do it. So I went to the fourth place. I stood in that line, and I fought. I'm telling you, I fought with everything in me because I really wanted to leave. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm going to stay in because everybody really feels so strongly about this. So I'm going to cast my vote. I should have did. Don't clap for that shit. Don't clap for that shit. Don't clap for that shit. Because I did that for y'all. Right? I ain't do it for the damn election. I ain't do that for the damn election. Because I really honestly don't give a shit whichever one of them was going to win. What I should have done was what my 5-year-old granddaughter told me to do is write in for Vote for Pajama Day. She said to me, you know what I mean? You want to vote? Just write in Pajama Day. You vote for Pajama Day. And that's what I should have wrote in, Pajama Day. And I probably would have been really happy this morning when I woke up. Then, on top of that, you want to watch the process. That's right. Well, I'm not watching the process. I always know that Trump's going to win. So what else is the point of me watching so I didn't turn the TV on? I had some friends over.
So you felt
over,
like he was
going to
win from the beginning?
I'm sorry?
You felt like he was going to win from the beginning. You just
absolutely.
Always knew he was going to win.
Absolutely. 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 As anybody I've talked to, it's always been my sense from day one, he was going to win. And the reason why he was going to win, in my theory, is because it's not that we're not ready for a woman president. They feel like we are weak. So if you have a woman president that's in control of the whole country, other countries will feel like we're weak, and they will attack. And they'll do more than what they've ever done before. So that was most men are not going to allow that. So that was my reason for thinking that Trump was definitely going to be on the forefront and win, and Hillary was not. Is she a better candidate? Yes, because she's more knowledgeable. But it ain't about that, as we see. It's not about that, as we see. You know. So that was my election experience. Yeah, what about you? How'd you feel about it?
Well, first of all, I was extremely shocked that he won. I didn't really, and especially when this first thing first started, how was it, about a year and a half ago when Hillary mentioned he was going to run and he did too. I really didn't think that he had a chance to win. I'm completely surprised that he did. I will say this. I think there was a lot that was going on as far as blocking a lot of people from being able to vote. This happens every time, every election in particular area.
Mm-hmm.
Then the machines work. Okay, we all know this, people. Okay, they had this in Harlem. They had it going on in Brooklyn. They had it going on in parts of New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. Even I think in Newark they might have mentioned. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. You see in certain areas where they know that they're going to get the popular vote to vote against him. Those were the areas that the machines were down. I noticed, you know, that I wish some people would call it.
But the machines are down, but wait, if the machines are down, you still can do a paper ballot. So I don't care if the machine is not working or not, you still can cast your vote.
Yeah, I know, you're right, and I did see them doing that too, but how much can we really even trust that? You understand what I'm saying? When these things are being put in people's hands.
I
completely do agree with you. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I was looking at some of the things that Donald Trump had to say during this time. He had like a 10-point plan to put America's first, blah, 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 blah. And, number one, he was trying to say that he wanted to begin working on this physical wall for the southern border on day one. I think today is day one. Did he start working with it? Does anybody know? I don't know, because he's saying that Mexico is supposed to pay for the wall. You know,
how you going to make somebody pay for something?
This exactly. I want to see that. I want to see all these things that he said that he was going to do, talking about the catch and release plan that under his administration, anyone who's illegally that crosses the border will be detained until they're removed out of our country. I want to see him do that too. I want to know how he's going to move all the criminal aliens out at one time.
Here's the thing that bothers me. When you take on the title as the President of the United States, that it is no different than taking on being the president or CEO of a Fortune 500 company. You work for somebody. So you are only as good as they allow you to be. So everything that he might want to do, everything he's saying he's going to do, doesn't necessarily mean it can be done.
That's
the party has to say that it can be done. So he can talk all the shit he wants. I mean, look, how much stuff Obama wanted to do that was knocked down.
And you know what, Uli, I'm sorry, but you know what, that's what really, really pisses me off, because they do this shit all the time. Listen, okay, folks, this is the, I'm not trying to be, I'm not a
I'm really not. But there's just some things that I do know about, which is as far, and if I'm wrong, let me know, call in and tell me, okay? But I do know as far as Obama, when Obama was president, okay, and he was going to the Senate and he was asking for certain bills to be passed, they always, always voted against him. He could not get anything done in
exactly.
this because he had a Republican Senate.
Exactly.
Okay.
But listen to that. Listen to what you said. Because he had a Republican, the Republicans were the numbers were bigger. However, those Republicans don't want his ass in there either.
Anyway,
they're not playing his games either. So it's gonna play the same kind of part that it played with Obama. The only thing is, they're both Republicans. That's the only part, only difference.
Yes, that's the reason why I think that he will be able to get more done. Okay,
he's not because they don't want him in office either. He's a freaking nut, and they know that some of the things that he's saying is going to somehow affect them as well. And you really think they're gonna let you take that money from them and make them have issues like that? No, they're not gonna let you do that.
Let me tell you something. They was flip flopping all this time. Every single one of them that was talking about that they were not for him, when it came down and they saw that he had a possibility of winning, oh, wait a minute. Oh, by the way, no, I'm not for him, but I'm for him. Like, they were double talking out their mouth. Okay, so now, wait a minute. Those same people are now behind him and they're supporting him.
No, but you have to understand this. They're supporting him because they have no freaking choice. But that does not mean they are going to allow him to destroy anything that they think is going to not benefit them. And
yes.
Some of the things he's saying, it's not going to benefit them. So they can be behind him. They have no choice now but to be. He's a damn president now. Yeah, you better jump behind him. You better be behind him.
That's right. And then at the end of the day, all of that nonsense that he's talking about that he's going to do, okay, for us, is not going to happen. Trust and believe, because he's for the rich. I mean, I cannot
exactly.
believe I'm sitting here thinking we have a man in office right now, people. Think about this. This man degrades women. Okay, look at the first lady. What a classless bitch. I'm sorry, but that's how I look at her. Okay, she has no class. All right, this woman.
Yep.
I mean, I'm speechless. I cannot even believe we're in this state. And you know, it's so scary because I remember when first of all, I never in my lifetime thought I would live to see a black president, let alone a black president that served two terms. Like, wow, that was amazing
right.
to me.
Exactly.
But wait a minute. Now, that happened, guys. Now, guess what? I also never thought I would be around to see the end of the world. And I'm going to tell you, the way it's looking with this fool right here, okay, who looks at the internet for his information and looks at Twitter, okay, this is a public politician, you guys, that wants to go on Twitter. And if you hurt his feelings, he wants to pout, moan, and groan. Okay, this
uh-huh.
is the thing
uh-huh.
that we have to worry about, pushing that little button.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
But listen.
We are so big on this, but you do know he can't push that little button unless they tell him he can push the little button. You know, he just can't push the button. He just can't say, oh, you know what, I'm tired of this, I'm going to blow this shit up. He can't do that. It doesn't work like that. He really doesn't have the last say-so. See, that's the whole thing with being the president. You don't really have the last say-so. You really don't have a say-so at all. You really don't have a say-so at all. You work for other people, and other people tell you when to push the button. So I'm not even afraid of. Listen, here's my theory, and here's my thing. Whatever it's gonna be, is gonna be, and that's all. Pick your cotton and shut the hell up. But that's just the way it is. What can we do about it? There's nothing we can do in the next 4 years.
Right.
But deal with what we are facing and try to face the adversity and just keep our heads up. There's nothing else we can do. To sit here and whine about it, cry about it, and fish about it, ain't nothing. Okay, nothing we can do. We have a caller. Nancy be having, Wayne have all these different these sounds, and I don't know what the heck it's for.
I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong buzzer.
We got both.
I'm sorry. I had to disagree with you on that one. I ain't pick no damn cotton.
No.
Yeah, that shit's
you
out.
Will, they
that shit
will,
is out.
You will. They say you will. Listen.
Yeah, you could. Well, I'm dying. They're going
to
kill me.
Don't say, don't, then that's what
I am not picking up no damn problem.
I don't know.
Hell no.
Anybody
I'm not picking up shit.
We have machines to do that.
I'm not picking up shit.
It's not literal, because nobody picks cotton anymore. What I'm saying to you is, and I said this today on my rant and rage, because you know I'm rant and rage on Facebook. Go, that live thing is me. It's the truth. I love me some live. I got that from your ass. But I be on live every day. Just ramming in the rave and just going off. Now, here's my thing. I said today, and I mean this, and I don't really care who agrees and who doesn't agree, the generation we live in right now, we are the weakest link.
We are not strong enough to be fighters. Yes.
We're not strong enough to be fighters. Our ancestors, girl, please beat me with a switch. I am dying. Just kill me now. Our ancestors, what our brothers and sisters and ancestors went through in our slavery days, even in the 50s with the riots, even with the segregation, no way in the world we could go through that today. We're not equipped for that. We are a fast society. Everything is fast. Everything is electronic. Everything is easy. Everything. And we think we're struggling. This ain't no damn struggle. We struggle because we live paycheck to paycheck. How about not having no money at all if you're working? How about that?
Yeah.
So, you know, we complain about all these things and we're afraid about what's going to happen. But what's funny about that is we're afraid about what's going to happen in these next 4 years. However, we live ruthlessly every day, having sex without protection, getting high, stealing, killing. We live like that every day. You think you want to have a higher person to answer to? You worry about Trump? You better worry about God.
No, preach, yes. Yes. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with you. Listen, everything happens for a reason, okay? Now, the fact that this man is the president of the United States, okay? Maybe
you'll never hear me say that.
Maybe there's something that could come out of this. I don't know. Maybe there's something good that can come out of it. Maybe there is. God got the control. He allowed this to happen for a reason. Why? I don't know. Maybe we will find that out one day. Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe we
will.
Well,
we are going to find out. Oh, we are going to find out.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to find out. But like I said, there's no reason to fear it. Just be able to buckle up and deal with it. That's what we got to do. You can't fear it. You just got to be able to handle whatever comes our way. And we are not used to that. Let me tell you something. When Obama got in office, all that money was shut down. So we struggled these 8 years. They wouldn't allow any funding for anything. There was no money coming from anywhere. You wasn't getting raises. You wasn't getting – everything was crazy. Everything was crazy because they would not allow this man to do exactly what he was meant to do. He did everything he could do. He did a lot of good. He could have did much more if the Republican Party just eased up and let him do some of the things he was trying to do. So with that being said, now that you have Trump in office, there's going to be a lot of money floating around. I don't know where it's going to float to. We'll see.
Yeah.
I know he's going to try to shut down a lot of things.
Yeah, I know
he's going to try to shut down. But like I said, his what he wants to do doesn't really matter because he doesn't have the last word. He doesn't have the last word, so it doesn't really matter. If they push everything he says, then we got some issues. So Trump ain't the problem. The House is the problem.
I agree with that, too. Absolutely. And then you got fat-ass Christie. I just want to pop his behind. And then Giuliani, too. Like, just look at these three buffoons that we
Absolutely craziness. And I just can't, I can't express enough how upset I am that. And yet, I know you said that you thought he wasn't going to win. I just don't understand how anybody didn't see it any other. Somebody just got shot in the hillside. Got shot, and we just rode past it. I wonder if they're going to show it. Yeah, this is closer and closer to home every day.
And guess what? With Giuliani there, you might start seeing a lot more of it.
Yeah.
No, but
let me see what she. let me do a shout out to the brother who got killed in Newark.
Oh, thank you. I was
going to
say that.
Oogie.
Thank you.
Oogie. Yes. Oogie. Let's do a shout out to him because I can't even believe somebody would actually hurt someone like that. Somebody so that everybody loves. I mean, the Facebook was flooded with him. They did a little thing outside where he got killed the other day. I saw the balloons and stuff today. Let's do a shout out to him. You know, hope he's resting in peace. You know.
Yes, rest in peace. Yeah, I didn't know him, but I'm very touched by all the love that I have shown to this man. You know, he seems to have been such a good person to be taken so tragically, you know.
Yes. I can't even imagine, like, what was going through that person's mind. What could he have possibly done that would make you want to harm him? You already know his bread wasn't done, so we all know that he had some mental issues, so why in the world would you take anything he did that far? Like, what could he have possibly done? I can't think of anything. I want to shout out to Muhammad and Wesley, too, some of my friends. But, I can't believe. I said on Facebook today, I said, all y'all got so much to say on Facebook. Why don't y'all call in and give your opinion on live?
And
Where's everybody at?
I can't believe it.
Exactly. It's 7:21, and none of y'all big mouths who have so much to say on Facebook have called in to either argue my point or agree with my point or just give your own assessment of what you felt it was like waiting up to hear this decision today.
But even though I did mention, I said, you know, I didn't think that he was going to win. I will say this, as time progressed and I was just seeing the change, like people were starting to go. But you know what was so funny? I think I met maybe one person that said they was going to vote for Trump. And talking to everybody and mentioning him and how, I was like, okay, well, where the hell did all of these people come from that voted for him? Because I couldn't find nobody. It's like there was this big secret. It's like everybody was ashamed to say
that's exactly what it was.
When it came to being in that little booth, they was pushing that button to vote for his ass, but they didn't want nobody to know. And that's exactly what
they were. I don't think they were ashamed. I think they were afraid. There's a difference. I don't think they were ashamed. I think they were afraid. Afraid of what might be said to them, done to them, how somebody might perceive or feel them. What I don't understand, in this God's green earth, why any black person or any person of color could consider voting for him.
Oh, my God.
Please,
you got that right.
Why is a black person to tell me why? Black person who voted for him to tell me what in the world, why would you consider voting for this man? But outside of him being a racist, a womanizer, a rapist, I mean, I could go on for freaking days talking about how disgusting this man is.
Mm.
Why in the world would you think he would do anything to help better your life?
Money.
He doesn't even think we're human. They think we're inhuman.
I think that most of the black people that voted for him probably are rich people.
No,
okay?
They're not.
I haven't met one that said that they would. I'm not around a bunch of rich black folk because I don't know. You know, I can only
Had you had watched any of his rallies or any of the things like that, a lot of his rallies, you would see the poorest trash black people in there, the poorest trash white people in there talking about their voting for him.
You don't know that by looking at them because let me tell you something. They got bank accounts.
Like,
you don't know by just looking. They could have a
money. Yes, let's be realistic. That's true. We already know that. But you can tell most of the time, I'm not saying all the time you can read a book by its cover because you can't. You can't. But you can tell from the area he was in and the majority of people that were there, these were low-income families. I'm not going to call them bugs. They were just low-income families. I'm a low-income family. They were low-income families. No money. So, no, because they think their idea was we deserve a change. You're right. We deserve a change, but not this change. Not this change.
Well, maybe people feel that by them doing this, this is like them skinning their nose up to the Congress and the Senate and the just the government in general? Because I don't understand it either. I mean, because based on just looking at him, even knowing him before all of this, okay, this went down, even looking at his shows, because I used to watch his shows, okay? I mean, I remember, perfect example, Omarosa. Omarosa was on his show. Mm-hmm. He's so far up his butt, okay, she could probably suck his, you know what, inside out. Okay,
probably
that's how what she was. All right, and guess what I'm saying about the rich. But I don't know what that sound that was. What was that?
She has. She sucked inside out already.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can understand the rich black people, because they think it's not going to, whatever he does is not going to touch them. I don't understand the lower class black people who it is going to affect. Those are my complaints. It's not my complaints about the rich ones, because they're not for us anyway, so it doesn't really matter. They don't even think we're black. They don't even think they're black, so it doesn't matter.
Hispanic. I mean, you're talking about Hispanic. You're talking about women. You're talking about blacks. You're talking about, when you take all of that together, you mean to tell me that we could not win this? I don't understand how he...
Clearly not.
I do not.
Listen, he killed her.
Like, he won by... It wasn't like it was a tie. It was a close race. He killed her.
And I knew it was going to happen like that. But, you know, he now wants claiming... He wants everybody who is Muslim to register as a Muslim, and we have to go around with armbands on. Like, are you fucking crazy? This is not fucking Hitler. Are you out of your fucking mind?
But you
like,
can
you crazy?
That does not even surprise me, because guess who's right there along with his ass? Giuliani. And Giuliani, wasn't he the one that was out, that was pointing the fingers at the Muslims out here, out in Newark in New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and you know what's sad about our society is we judge people by what the media tells you. We judge people by what they see on television. And nobody really understands unless you have read or unless you know the religion, you know, the religions, because I know about all the religions because I've studied all of them. So, you know, I just happen to choose to follow the religion I follow. And the producer said, I'm not going to pick no cotton. Well, how do you think I feel? He wants me to register as a Muslim and wear a signature on me every single day. Like, I don't even think that, for me, that's just like crazy. So what you're doing is you want us to walk around signifying who we are. And for the crazy people who don't like the Muslims, you want us to be a target.
That's what's going to happen.
You know, so, I mean, we got a lot of things to think about. You know, we got a lot of things to be concerned about. But like I said, at the end of the day, he works for somebody, and he has to answer to everybody else. And let's just pray that his stupid things that he's thinking about doing that sound so ridiculous to us sound ridiculous to them as well.
He wants to ensure that other countries take their people back when we order them deported. Okay, how the hell are you going to do that?
Right.
How do you do that?
Right.
How do you make somebody do something like this?
You can't control another country.
But obviously he seems to think that he can.
Well,
you know,
he thinks a lot of things, you know. I don't know why he thinks he can control any other country. You haven't even been able to control your own companies yet. I don't know how you think you'll control other countries.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a sad day, you know, really, really sad day. And honestly, I still, you know, got butterflies in my stomach just going and voting at all. Like, I'm really still sick to my stomach because I'm like, you know, I feel like they use us as puppets, and they also play us against each other.
Yeah.
You know, and at the end of the day, you know, for me, I don't really think it matters. You know, I really, and that's just my theory. Like, we always talk about, do we trust the polls? Do we trust the balance? How can you really trust any of that when we know for a fact that they have changed those ballots in Florida for many elections? I mean,
yeah.
We've had this going on for years. So now we got to say that we believe it and we trust it? Huh?
But didn't Trump himself say that it was rigged? I could have sworn I heard him say this election is rigged.
Oh, so it's rigged, but he won. But he won now. So is it still rigged? But that's what he meant by rigged. It was rigged enough for him to win. He didn't say rigged which way. He didn't say rigged which way. He said it was rigged.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying, you know. And, you know, I got my issues with Obama, too. I don't sit here and pretend like I'm a great Obama fan anymore either, because I'm not. I think
I mean, all
a lot.
Lie. They all, I'm sorry, are sneaky, and they all lie to a certain extent.
They all are. I will give him the respect of some of the things he has done, but he has done some things that I thought were you know, it's so funny because I fight with people all the time. I guess my mouth just keeps me in trouble, and I really don't care. But if I don't express who I am and what I feel, then I'm doing a disservice to myself. So either you love me or you hate me. Doesn't bother me either way. You can be around me or stay the fuck away from me. Doesn't bother me either way. Not at all. My sister and I got into an issue with my Facebook page because she's telling me that
you want answers,
I didn't say this.
I think I'm entitled. You want.
My sister calls me and she's like, you shouldn't say this and you shouldn't say that on Facebook and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. I said, no, you should stay off my damn page. That's what you should do. Because here's my thing. I, as a talk show host, don't think I could be a great host if I also didn't share some of my personal feelings, my personal beliefs, my personal experience. I mean, I don't have to go into detail about everything, but there's some things that I don't have an issue expressing. I put a you have replied on a comment. I told you it wasn't about me. I put a post on Facebook, a question. I don't even remember what the question was. And, of course, you got all the feedback, don't do this, do that, you know, walk away, da, da, da. Everything was great. Everybody's opinions was wonderful. And then I had to say the question did not pertain to how you thought about me, but it was a question that I just, you know, put out there.
Right.
So my sister did not read the last part of that. All she read was everything else. You stop putting your personal business on blah, blah, blah. First of all, mind your business. Second of all, sometimes I put questions out there to see whether or not it's worth even talking about on our talk show.
Right.
So some of the things I say doesn't necessarily mean it's me. So get off my page with the bull. So I had to block her because I'm like, let me make this perfectly clear to everybody. Everybody's page are personal pages. We don't share a page.
Right.
My beliefs and what I think and how I feel belong to me. Whoever does not like the pictures I post, the posters, the postings I post, the words I say, if I curse, and I curse all the time, all those things you don't like, stay the fuck off my page, period, the end. Stay off my page. You know, so everybody, and when I say, this is America. This is America. Don't we have the right freedom of speech?
Freedom
of
speech.
I thought. So
I mean, and it's this is a talk show. I mean, just like you're right. I feel the same way too, Lee. Everything that I do feel strongly about some things, and you can, you know, but there's other things that I may say things doesn't mean necessarily that I believe that. I'm just trying to open the discussion up for people to give their opinions.
Exactly.
That's cool.
But if we have freedom of speech in America, then how do you tell me I should not post something on Facebook, but then tell me to go vote? Like, you're contradicting your damn self. Get the hell off my page. Either I can be me and have freedom of speech and vote, nigga, or what the fuck you want from me? What you want? Because you can't have every damn thing. So you want me to vote? I'm going to say what I want to say on my Facebook page. I'm going to exercise my freedom to speak like y'all exercise your freedom to vote. Y'all know I'm crazy. We were talking about Obama.
Oh, God.
And there was, and I'm not sure if everybody is aware of this or not.
What?
But there was a bill, a how do I say this? There was a wait, let me see if I can find it really quick. There was an order, an executive order that he signed. And I know a lot of people are not aware of it, and some people may be aware of it, and some people may have their own thought of what it is. And then the order is, and you can look it up, it's Executive Order 13603 authorizes slavery in the U.S.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
Drop your mouth, right?
Drop your mouth.
Producer, did you know about this? Producer? Where did he go?
Yes, actually,
Wayne?
I did. I knew about it. There is a part in the Constitution that slavery was authorized. And the only reason that we was freed as slaves, it goes to the proclamation, is because they needed the black vote. They need the black vote because the numbers were disparaging at one point. So they had to, get the slaves and make them, I think it was 3/5 of a person, if I believe. And
that was for the Constitution. Now, in 2000 and I want to say 13, 14, maybe, I don't have it in here, Obama signed, it's called Executive, Jazz, I know you write everything down, look it up, Executive Order 13603. Now, what it states is that if ever in the U.S., we are in a financial. What is that background? What's that background? It's driving me nuts.
What?
Okay. There was something in the background that was driving me nuts. It states that if ever in the U.S. they need us to work for free, no matter what it is, then, and it's called slavery, then we have to do that. He signed that order. Here's my problem with him signing that order.
Let me look into
go
that
ahead, baby,
research.
I did
research.
It.
I'm going to research
go
it
ahead,
as well.
I already did. Now, what I said was, because we had a discussion about this, what it meant was, if ever we were in that position, here's my theory in that. Okay, if we ever get in that position where we need to work for free and you're going to make us do it, that's modern slavery, and it doesn't specify black, white, Chinese, orange, green, and yellow. It just says that we have to do it. That's modern slavery. Here's my issue with it. Here's my issue with Obama doing it. They're not putting it into order now, so why did you have to be the president to sign it? Why couldn't you have said, as a black man, I can't sign that order because that's bringing back slavery? As a black man, I'm not going to do that. You wait for the next damn president to come in for that. That's my problem.
Oh, my God, I'm reading this right now. I cannot believe. I did not hear about this.
So, like I said, I told you before, I love to read. I love the research. It's just my thing. And there's some things that I'm probably not aware of, but I try to keep a little abreast on some things. And because my family were very political at one time, it kind of still, and some of my family still is, it kind of still just, goes hand in hand for me. And that's why I was so adamant about not voting,
But do you know what this means, like they said in a nutshell, it means that Barack Obama and those he designates can seize any resource, property,
yes,
or person at any time,
yes,
for any reason, including forcing,
yes,
that person with,
yes,
labor without being paid.
Yes, I just said that in a nutshell. Yes.
What the hell kind of tabernacle bullshit is this?
Mm-hmm.
How would he do something like that?
Now, my problem, like I said, my problem with that is, okay, they might have told you that was a good idea. Great, wonderful, idea for the finances in our country. I could have never signed that order. That order could have had to wait for the next white man to come up in here, or the white, next white woman. I could, as a black man, I could have never done that. As a black man, I could have never done that.
And then
I'm at work, and one of the ladies says, "Well, at least Trump didn't kill people yet." I said, "What, bitch? Not yet. He is. He will.
Yeah.
He ain't get his hands through yet. He ain't get his hands through yet. And how the hell you know he ain't never had anybody killed before? What do you know? How do you know? Y'all didn't even realize the man raped somebody. Y'all didn't even know that part. But you know, but all y'all know is you want Obama out. That's all y'all know. And you want Hillary in. That's all y'all know. Girl, listen. This past 5 months has given me a headache. I mean, because I was so tired of everybody and their thoughts and their and like, listen, everybody is entitled to their opinion. Like I said on my Facebook page all the time, everybody's entitled to opinion. Like everybody got an ass. You wipe yours your way, and I'm gonna wipe mine my way, and that's just how it goes. Somebody wipe with the right hand, somebody wipe with the left hand. It doesn't mean we're gonna always agree. You know, but don't force your opinion or your beliefs on me, because it don't work like that.
Well, I know one thing. Nobody better not put nothing on my Facebook page about this election, okay? Because you couldn't call in and talk about it, so don't talk about it to me. I'm going to tell you real quick, I don't want to hear it.
Well, tonight is my last night talking about it, period.
Me too.
I don't want to hear nothing about, I don't want to hear nothing about freaking Trump. I don't want to hear nothing about Obama. I don't want to hear nothing about Michelle. I don't want to hear about the whore wife. I don't want to hear about none of this shit no more. I'm done.
Because you know we're going to hear nothing on TV.
I don't watch TV, so I'm done.
It came right on. I'm like, oh, my God. I put my house in.
And you know what? I'm going to take that back. I ain't going to call his wife a whore. I'm going to take that back because who knew her dumbass crazy husband going to run for president? She didn't live her day. She was a Playboy bunny. She was a this, she was that. Listen, everybody got a job. Everybody gotta do something. So I'ma take that back. I'm not even gonna call her that because who knew that her crazy ass husband was gonna try to run for damn president? Who knew they was gonna pull up all these pictures of her? So I'ma take that back. I'm not even gonna call she's an idiot, she's illiterate. I'll give her that. I'll have to say that. But I don't wanna call her.
She is
illiterate.
She's a thief too. She stole Michelle Obama's speech. No, she didn't.
Because she never listened to Michelle's speeches. If you had did your research, what you should have done, like, let me see how smart this lady is. Let me see some of the things they've had her say. Let me see some of the things that she said. You would have known you were plagiarizing her thing. But no.
I do take
you
that back. You're right, because she's too illiterate to even write that. So you're right about
Exactly. She didn't write a damn thing. First of all, in her country, there's no word is my bond. There's no word is my bond. Where she comes from. So you already know that was written. Girl, listen, I'm so done. I'm so done with this politics stuff. I'm so overly done.
Should have been smart enough to say, you know what?
No, she was a dummy too.
Take that part out.
Exactly. Let me omit that part. No, because she was a dummy. He was a dummy too. But I think they did that on purpose. That's what I'm saying. Some of the people that they said was behind them was not behind them because they knew daggone well that they were going to realize that they plagiarized that thing because it was word for word. So it's not like nobody was going to. You think somebody wasn't. That's like me singing one of Beyonce's songs. Like, that's my song. I wrote that song. You know damn well everybody going to know that I didn't write that song. You know, so come on.
But, I mean, just to hear her say the words with the accent was hilarious.
My word is my bond. I'm like, did she just say that? Did she just say her word to somebody? You ain't got a bond, and neither does your husband. Neither one of y'all got a bond.
Please. Oh, God.
Girl, I can't. Really,
I mean, you
can't.
Gotta laugh, not cry, because you gotta laugh. You gotta laugh at this stuff.
You do. Yep. You do. I don't know. I'm just like, Wayne, how'd you feel about the process of yourself?
I'm sorry. What was that again? Yeah, I'm right here.
How do you feel about the whole process?
I'm speechless. I'm speechless. I really, I don't know what to say. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Just real talk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's really not much more that we can say. You know, it's done. It's over now. You know.
It's all
right.
We just gotta hope for the best. We need to tighten our shoulders as a people, though. I mean, I'm not saying that that's going to help, but I mean, my God, even us as a people, we just out here killing each other. Okay, this has to stop. We don't come together. You know, we don't support each other's businesses.
This is going to tear us more apart than anything.
This is dividing us.
If this is going to divide us more, it's definitely not going to put us together more. It's definitely because now we're going to really be pulling for each other. Like, I mean, not for each other, for yourself. All for self.
Yeah.
If you want for self before, we damn sure going to be for self for now.
Yep. There's no empathy anymore. There's just no empathy out there anymore. People don't feel for one another. It's all about self. You're so right. And you're right.
Yep.
And this is going to make it worse and not better.
Yep, it's definitely going to divide us more. Definitely
I know. I mean, today, one today things, I mean, it was just so, it was just, the atmosphere. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Everybody was whispering, you know. And like, what are you whispering now? What you whispering for? I'm like, I'm not letting this shit bother me. Everybody's walking around, oh, my God. Why? It is what it is.
Didn't bother me, because, like I said, you know, our forefathers went through much more than we have ever thought about what we're going to go through. He's only going to be able to do so much to us, okay? And if they could withstand what they went through, man the fuck up. Man the hell up, and we just got to deal with whatever it is.
That's right.
You know, we got to deal with whatever it is, you know. And all you motherfuckers talking about moving to Canada or back to Africa, when the hell y'all leaving? Get the hell out of here.
So, hold up. I can't leave. I can't go.
You can leave.
Wait,
you can't go
because
you're
going to
have
to
work more.
Listen, I'm going back to the motherland, damn it.
They don't want your ass either.
Yes,
listen,
I know they don't. Change my name.
Listen, no. They going to say, your little monkey asses ain't want to come before. Your monkey asses ain't welcome now. Don't bring your asses back to the motherland.
It's not like we had a choice in the matter. I mean, our forefathers didn't have an opportunity. They wasn't taking a vote on it.
I don't mean when we were supposed to come here. I mean, since then. Your asses ain't come back then. Don't bring your asses back then.
Well, it's so expensive. I would if I could, but the money's tight. The brother got child
excuses,
support.
See? Excuses. Take your ass there, take your shoes off, walk your ass around with no shoes on, take your damn clothes off, put some leaves around your ass, and get every damn other African in there. You're so worried. We are so used to living a certain way.
That's poor in America. There's people doing that now.
Exactly. And we're going to be doing more of that.
All you designer
queens and kings, y'all better go to Walmart. Y'all better learn where to Walmart, too. So what's the difference,
though? Who's the Canadian immigration website that crashed?
Huh?
That's what that was, the Canadian immigration website that crashed? That's what that was, right? It crashed, didn't it?
I don't know.
Okay, wait a minute. Either it crashed because it was overloaded because people were trying to get over there, or they just shut it down and said it crashed to stop people from going.
People trying to get their ass out. That's it. Game over. We out. Peace.
You did that, right? We did that. It crashed, right? The website crashed?
Yeah. The people trying to find out what it takes to become a citizen.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God damn.
Now. And my brother said he made a good point. He said, everybody's talking about leaving and going somewhere. You know, we need to stay here and fight for what's ours. Why are we leaving? We built this country.
What does it matter? Does it really matter at this point? You can't, because they damn sure don't care about that. They take everything from us. Everything.
Well, they do, but if we walk away,
we can't have full lips. We can't have big butts. We can't have brown skin. They may not want to be there. Okay, we can't have nothing. We can't not the electronics. Everything that we, even house music, shit. Even now, all of a sudden, they trying to talk about, they just don't listen to you.
We can't have nothing.
They take every damn thing. They're dumbass.
Yep.
Can't.
So true.
Don't get me started.
So true.
You got a headache.
You know. and everybody's posting all these pictures of this woman. Leave this woman alone. She just married an idiot. She's an idiot. Leave the idiot alone. She's an idiot. Leave her alone.
His wife?
Stop bothering that woman. Yeah, his wife. She's an idiot. Leave her alone. She's an idiot. She can't fight back.
Don't leave her alone. Keep messing with her. Keep messing with her so we can really see how big of an idiot she is. I want to see them mess with her.
You don't need to see anymore. You don't need to see them more by saying she did not plagiarize her. I wrote that. She didn't have the common sense to say, well, I didn't write it. His people wrote it for me. You set me up and you wrote it, you stupid bitch.
Hey,
how dumb can you possibly be? You would have got a pass. You would have got a pass if you had said, listen, you know we have script writers. They wrote it. I trusted them and I read it. No, you didn't say that. Because if they keep messing with her, because I'm sick of it all. I'm done with it all. It's over. It's done. Like, let it go. We're never going to be able to host.
The media is not going to do that. The media is not going to do that. They're going to keep on talking about this forever and ever because he's going to keep doing dumb shit. I mean, his whole presidency is going to buy. Watch. Y'all going to see. Wait and see. You ain't seen nothing yet. But you know what? You wanted him and you got him. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yeah, it's a sad. Well, we don't have much more to say about the topic. And like I said, please don't call me and talk to me about this anymore. I'm done.
I'm going
to
call you tonight.
Really
I'm
going
to call your ass tonight and talk about it. Why?
And I'm going to block your damn number.
You better not. I'm going to come to your house.
First, I'm going to text you a whole bunch of curses. And then I'm going to block your number.
That's how I'm coming to your house Tuesday. I'm going to talk about it then.
And I'm going to stick Chase on you when you come. I'm going to say, Chase, get her ass. Listen, we had about 4 or 5 more minutes before the show was out. I'm very upset that we didn't get any calls. I'm extremely, extremely, extremely upset. I really don't think I'm going to talk to any of my friends for the next couple of days because y'all are not supportive at all. Like, y'all are ass supportive. If I did a show about am I nice or am I mean, all you motherfuckers will call in. Now we're talking about something that of some substance, and none of y'all call in. I'm pissed. I'm pissed to no end of my piss. And I'm making some phone calls, and I'm texting some
people. We got some listeners.
When I get off the air.
You have listeners. Uli, you have listeners.
No, I don't care about listeners. I love my listeners. But you guys got to join in on the conversation. This is some serious stuff we're talking about. This is just not, Sunday news. This is some real serious stuff. Now, don't try to be slick and be like, I was listening, Uli, because I know who was listening because he got numbers. So don't be trying to lie and say he was listening. Don't try it. But listen, really honestly, for you listeners who are listening, I greatly, humbly appreciate it. But I really need you guys to be more assertive and calling in and giving your opinions. You do not have to tell me who you are. You really don't. We just want to hear what you guys have to say. We really do. I won't call you out if I know your voice. I'll just tell you later. Thank you. I really won't call you out on that because some people are shy and they're shy when they deal with them. Okay, everybody's got a big mouth like me and Gab. We get it. We get that. So, Yeah, do you have any closing remarks you want to say?
Yeah,
I can't hear you, babe.
Hello? Wait. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we
hear
you.
Hello? Yeah, I said, did you just
call
me a big mouth? Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. I take
you're
it as a compliment. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome, sister love.
Yes.
You're
actually, all I got to say is, you know, as far as the listeners, thank you very much for calling and listening to the show. We are going to definitely post the next topic for the show sooner. We do apologize for posting the topic for the show so late, okay? We will post it at an earlier day to give you guys time to know what the topic is and call in about it. So, you know, at the end of the day, maybe that was partly our fault that we did not let you guys know soon enough, and we're going to work on that. So that being said, good night to everyone.
Okay, so here's my closing thought. Co-sign what she just said, and what I also would like for you guys to do is inbox me or Yaz or go on the Every Woman Talk Show and tell us what you guys want to hear, what you guys, you know, think we should talk about. It helps it go a little easier for us, too, because when we brainstorm, it's my thoughts, it's her thoughts, it's the producer's thoughts. But how about the listeners? We want to know what your listeners want to talk about, what you want
and
to hear.
And inbox
talk
me,
about.
Too, guys, Miss Yaz Roar and Amy.
Yes, Miss Yaz or me, or go on the Every Woman Talk Show, either or.
Yes.
Three, you have a way to get in contact. Or just text us if you're our media friends and have our numbers, text us, and then, you know, we'll go from there. I do have friends who do text me and tell me things that some of the shows that we are going to talk about or have talked about are letting the listeners who have texted me, which I love.
Yeah.
With that being said, you know our closing remarks. We want to be your hardest goodbyes and your easiest hellos. This is the Every Woman Talk Show. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, Jazz Man, I've got a very presidential answer for this. Our jobs are fleeing this country. They're going to Mexico. They're going to China. That'll stop that. If Hillary knew how, she would have done it already, period. End of story. I won the debate. I stayed calm, just like I promised, and it is over. Good night, Hoppy.